Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Sonia Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. An arrest in those three attacks in Inwood Hill Park. Police have charged 40-year-old Elvis Nina Pichardo of the Bronx in the assaults and robberies of three women in the span of about an hour in the middle of the day Thursday. He's facing charges including attempted rape and robbery and public lewdness in the series of incidents. Police are investigating whether Pichardo is the same guy who was kicked out of a nearby business on Wednesday. Police say someone fitting his description went into the Amber Medical Spa on Sherman Avenue and exposed himself. Police picked him up last night at his home in the Bronx. A man who got into a confrontation with police officers on Staten Island overnight is in the hospital today, recovering from surgery after police shot him.
The NYPD says it received a call that the 45-year-old man was acting erratically. When they arrived at his home on Malden Place, Deputy Chief Charles McAvoy says the officers talked to the man and then escorted him to a waiting ambulance. After that, the trouble began.
While being tended to by EMS, he left the ambulance, pushing his way past the officers and running, retreating back into his residence into his second floor apartment. The officers followed him inside, where he was able to pick up a 2.5-foot metal pipe, which he began to swing at the officers.
Chief McAvoy says the man refused the police order to drop the pipe. Then he allegedly lunged at them. One cop fired his gun and struck the man in the arm and stomach. He is expected to survive. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds News.
Residents in East New York have been complaining about what amounts to an open-air prostitution market in an industrial part of the Brooklyn neighborhood, and now it's been raided. The NYPD says it moved in Thursday night with undercover female officers and nabbed 10 men and 8 vehicles used to solicit sex. The New York Post reports some vice cops say there's little incentive for making arrests with the Brooklyn DA's office moving away from prosecuting prostitution cases. A spokesman for DA Eric Gonzalez said the office has a sex trafficking unit that vigorously prosecutes pimps and traffickers. The NYPD is looking for an NYU security guard who allegedly stabbed his supervisor after an argument early this morning and took off. This happened in the lobby of an NYU dorm on Broome Street, where the security guard and the supervisor got into a dispute. It's not clear what it was over or what the guard stabbed him with, but The 45-year-old supervisor is in the hospital recovering in stable condition this afternoon. Suffolk County police are looking for a single gunman they say kicked in an apartment door in Farmingville early yesterday afternoon and shot and killed three people inside. The victims have been identified as an engaged couple, 31-year-old Richard Castaño and 24-year-old Diamond Schick, along with their friend Niasia Knox, a 20-year-old woman from Georgia. A baby and two dogs inside the home were not hurt. Anyone with information is urged to call Crime Stoppers at 800-220-TIPS. We may be getting closer to vaccine mandates in the city. Yesterday, Mayor de Blasio urged businesses to require their employees to get their shots. Democratic Comptroller candidate Brad Lander yesterday called on the city to require vaccines for all municipal workers and for people going to the movies and even restaurants. And while there are no plans to mandate vaccines for school yet, new federal data suggests as many as 2/3 of American teenagers will be unvaccinated as they head back to school this fall. That missing bull on Long Island is still pretty elusive, but Frankie Florida of Strong Island Animal Rescue says he has been spotted.
We have seen him with our thermal equipment. We have seen him with our night vision. We've been flying drones. We've been patrolling the area. We've been advising homeowners to give us a call if they see him. We're working together with police departments. We're working together with the SPCA.
He says the last thing they want to do is spook him. The bull has been on the loose since Tuesday and when found will not go back to the slaughterhouse. He will go to an animal sanctuary. Today marks 1 month since the 12-story Champlain Towers South condo collapsed in Surfside, Florida. Firefighters ended their search for bodies in the rubble yesterday with all but one missing person identified. As the teams pulled away, they heard applause from those that helped and those they helped. And later there was a ceremony in Doral at the Miami-Dade Fire Rescue Headquarters. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava thanked searchers for their month of commitment to the families of the 97 victims.
Your refusal to give up kept the hope of those families alive, helped them know that we would do anything. I mean, you would do anything.
Firefighters are turning the search and recovery over to Miami-Dade Police now.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.